And at this time in our fall sports preview, we're visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal, who joins us. Coach, I'll start with this. Just how was your summer?
Oh, it was good. Things have been growing well, and things look good on the farm. And I've retired from teaching, or I'm not teaching this fall, so I have a little bit more time this fall to focus on some other things. And it's been a good summer so far.
Mike, I know we've talked about this, it seems like every year now, but I know summer has become a big part of preparation for the upcoming season. Can you talk a little bit about your team's summer leading up to fall camp?
Yeah, we of course had our summer weightlifting program. You know, we start the first week after school and lift 4 days a week all summer long, and kids' participation was good, you know, on that part of it. And then we went to a team camp at Shadron in June, and had 17 kids go out to Shadron for that. And, you know, we found out we could compete and do well out there. And, you know, we have some new faces and some new kids that are going to play this year. But I think they were pleasantly surprised with their performance out there. And so it was good, a good camp for us.
Mike, how many do you have out for the team this year?
We have 27 kids out, so we're really happy with the number of kids we have participating, and I think that's a good sign and a lot of interest and enthusiasm.
You talked about some new kids that are coming in. What about the returning guys? I know that you can lean on them for leadership and experience. Talk about some of the guys you got coming back.
Right. Well, we have 9 seniors on the team, and, you know, so we have a fair amount of upperclassmen. You know, I think Quincy Riker is a player that's really dynamic, and he started for us last year at running back and outside linebacker, and he'll be a big part of what we do this year. Garrett Keith last year started at defensive back, the senior for us, and he's going to also play fullback for us this year, and he'll do a lot. We have Logan Rudd back from on the line. Talon Shada has some starting experience on defense, and he's going to be there. And then Waylon McBride is a two-year starter for us at tight end and has played a little bit of running back, and he'll do the same thing this year, and also a good defensive lineman. So those are our returning starters that we have back.
Mike, as you've worked through practice up to this point, what are some things that have stuck out to you as you've watched practice?
Well, I think we have pretty good depth in our defensive line. We have 6 kids. We're kind of going to rotate between those 3 positions. You know, I just feel like we have a lot of upperclassmen and a lot of kids, I think, can contribute. I think with this team here, you know, we don't have a ton of superstars, but we're pretty solid, and we have depth with that. And I think in D2, 8-man football, that's a good thing to have, and help you when you have little injuries and kids get a little tired and those things. And so we may not be dependent on just one or two people. I think we have a lot of kids that can step up and do some things for us.
Mike, I hear coaches talk about this all the time, and that's the term unity. Just listening to some of your answers and reading between the lines, it kind of sounds like you have a unified group. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, you know, it's still early. We still got, you know, we're still developing, and because we do have some new people that, you know, that are going to play significant time, you know, hopefully that'll come a little bit. But the kids' attitudes in practice have been really good. They're working hard. You know, there's kids that are going to have to – we had to move some kids to different positions. You know, some kids that maybe have played in the backfield before and needed to go to offensive line or defensive line, and they've accepted that role. We have one kid that's going to play both, offensive line and play in the backfield. And he may not start, but he's going to play. He may start as well. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But, you know, I think they're pretty unselfish, and they seem to be getting along, and everything seems to be all good. So I hope that we are unified, and we're good teammates, and we continue to do that and draw on what we learned from last year.
Mike, talk about your staff. Who do you have helping you again this year?
Okay, well, Zane Young is going to be in charge of our defense, or he's our defensive coordinator. Levi Likens is with us again, and he's going to oversee the special teams and work with the offensive line. Alex Horkey is a new member to our staff. Alex is a former player for me. He was a great player for us. His last year was 2017 in football, anyway. Graduated 2018. He is going to be he's going to help us with the running backs and linebackers. And then Mike Moses is also came aboard as a volunteer assistant, and he's going to help us a little bit with the defensive backs and offensive line as well.
Mike, I would think that when former players come back to be a part of your staff and you get to coach with them, that's kind of got to be special for you, doesn't it?
It does. You know, Alex was a great player for us, and he's younging out the kids still remember him, you know, when they were in elementary and stuff, they remember what he did, and he was a pretty special player for us. He could give those kids a little bit of insight, and maybe they can relate with him maybe a little better than they can with an old guy like me. But, you know, I'm awful proud of him, and I'm proud that he's back in our program, and you know, we're glad to have him aboard.
Mike, I'm going to get you out of here with this. Complete the statement, if you would. Twin Loop will be a tough team to contend with if?
If we continue to develop our offensive line. I think that's going to be important for us. We have some young kids up there, but I think, you know, if we can block and we can stay good up front, because we're not real big, but we got some good athletes up front, and, you know, we're going to have a couple sophomores that play an awful lot. And if they do well, we develop there, we could be pretty good team.
Well, Mike, it's always great to visit with you. Look forward to following your team through the year, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your support and coverage.
Mike Kojal, our guest on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.